שסט המשקיח שניתן, חשבת המלך החומר. The Mishnah starts, Ketzer Eidem Nasen Zoymimin, Midin Anu Bish Ployni, Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. The Eidem are being made, the Ish Ployni, that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We would think that maybe they should also get, in return, become themselves Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Eino Imrim Yasa Zeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Ela Loika Arboim. Instead of him getting the status of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, he gets Malchus. The Ramban says that the Mishnah, when it says Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, is Lav Davka on the words Ben Chalutza. Because after all, Chalutza is only Midrabanon. Umin HaToyro Ksheiro V'Heich Loikin. You can give Malchus if they weren't made about anything. Because Ben Chalutza, technically Midyoraisa, is really muteris to everyone. So there's really no consequences, it appears, to this Edus. That's what the Ramban says. The Ritva says it brings Ben Chalutza a Shigras Lishna, which means that those two often go together. When you speak about Ben Gerusha, you also mention Ben Chalutza. It kind of like was just schlepped along. But it's not really Noigeya to the Mishnah. The Ramban in the third Perek, which is echoing what he says here, the Ramban says that Lav Klum Ka'avdile, they didn't do anything to him Midyoraisa. There's no halachic ramifications to this edus midyoraisa. Because that's true, therefore there's no makom for any punishment. That's what apparently is the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva. Reb Kiva Eger and the Aruch Lener bring that there's a makom to be cholik. The Rambam, when he brings the Pirush of the Mishnah, seems to be saying that it's relevant also to Ben Chalutza. Why would that be? Because Lemaisa, they're being made about this person. What exactly is the Machloikas, we'll have to see. But Tzai, the Rebbe Kiva Eger and Chuvis and the Aruch Lener say no, even though it's only Nogeya to Psul Midrabanon, Ben Chalutza is only Psul Midrabanon. Still, if you're made that this person is Ben Chalutza, and then they're found to be a Zoymeim, you're going to be punished. As opposed to the Ritva and the Ramban, say not like that. So you have a Machloikas here, which appears to be a Machloikas Rishonim, because we said Ramadaik in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that if you're made that he's a Ben Chalutza, we will punish you. And the Ramban and the Ritva seems to say no. The Eidos of the Mishnah is only relevant to Ben Gerusha, which is the Araisa. Ben Chalutza is not Negeya. Why not? Because it's only Midrabbanan. Lav Klum Ka'avdilei Midyoraisa. What's the Machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban? So perhaps you could suggest as follows. There's a Machloikas Rambam and Ramban in the first Shoyrish, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shoyrish Aleph, whether or not a person who's over on a mitzvah Midrabbanan is also over on the Isra of Loisasu. The Torah tells us that we cannot deviate from what the Chachomim tell us, Yeminu Smoil. The Rambam says every time a person is over on a mitzvah midrabanan or a din drabanan, he's being noigeya, he is being over on loisasur. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban argues, says the Ramban, if that's true, so every drabanan is really a diraisa. It's how can you have a klal sofik drabanan lekula, sofik diraisa lechumra? How could you separate between diraisa and drabanan? It must be that a drabanan is not over on a diraisa, and a drabanan is a drabanan. So we have here a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Perhaps the machloikas we find in our perek is a machloikas lishitasa. The Rambam says every time you're over on a drabanan, you're also over on a diraisa. Says the Rambam, if you're made on a person, he's a ben chalutza. True, it's a drabanan, but the drabanan is also a diraisa because you're being noigeya be diraisa. Mashaykein, the Ramban lishitasa holds that a drabanan, a din drabanan, is not diraisa. The Ramban lishitasa says, okay, so then lav klum ka'avdi le diraisa. There's no halachic ramifications to me diraisa. We can't punish him. One could suggest perhaps that's the machlokes. However, I think that that's not enough. Because what would be the din if someone would come in and be made that Reuven's parents were mitzavehim to do something, and as din kibud av, he has to be mitzi mamon, or whatever else it's going to be mechayiv him, a certain hanhaga. Would you say there would be a din kasher zomam, because he was zomam to give him a chiyuv to listen to his parents? Is that called where he was zomam to do something to him? Or perhaps that's not enough, because there's no, you're not shoving on him any din or any consequence. All you're doing is saying that he's a tzivur. So perhaps we could suggest that even if you say like the Rambam, that there's a din loy sasser, Amber loy sasser is just telling us that you have a chiyuv to listen to the chachamim. But how does that make that you did something by saying he's a ben gerusha? Did you make him into saying he's a ben chalutza? Did you make any halachic consequences in this that he's a ben chalutza? Perhaps that's not enough. So I'd like to be moisif one nakuder. Rabbi Chanan in Kovei Tzaaretz declares if the chachamim have the ability to make iser cheftza or only an iser gafra. I'll explain to you what that means as follows. As we mentioned, according to the Rambam, the Chachomim have the license to tell us what to do to make takanas because of Loy Sasser. We must listen to them. Does that mean that every time we listen to the Chachomim, it's just the Chachomim are going to tell us that you're not allowed to eat something? So did the thing become usher to be eaten? Or we have to listen to the Chachom so we can't eat it? But nothing happened. There's no transformation. The Zach, the Cheftzo is not Nishapech. Nothing happened to the object, or maybe yes. The Chachom have the koyach to make an Isser Cheftza, to create this as now becoming a Dabur Ha'asur for me. How is it relevant to us? We have here, the Chachom say Ben Chalutza is Asur. Do the Chachomim have the koyach to make this now, that this Isha now is a Shem, that she's a Ben Chalutza, similar to Ben Gerusha? Or no, the Chachom say, listen, you can't marry her. That's it. It's a din. You have a tzivoy to listen to the chachamim, but not that the isha now has on her, or there's a status in the child of what happened to the child that it's going to be mehapech, or just as dinim in the gavra. Those are the two tzedakim. Perhaps we could suggest, and Rabbi Avram Erlinger, the Birkas Avram says this, that maybe that's the pshat, that perhaps as follows: if you understand that the chachamim can make a din in the Cheftza, they can create that there's a Chaloy Shem here, that this becomes Aser, so then you were Zamam to do something. What were you Zamam to do? To make him into a Ben Chalutza. That's a Cheftza. You're making something to him. It's not just that he has a Tzivoy, but rather he is becoming a Ben Chalutza. So then we could discuss that there's a Zmama being done to the person, and therefore he has to be punished. However, if the Chacham don't have that Koyach, I mean, the Chacham tells us to do something, we have to listen to them. But there's nothing that was changed in the reality. There's no Shem that's being created here. So then the Lashon of the Ramban we said in Perek Gimel is Lav Midi, Lav Klum Ka'av Dilei Midiraisa, didn't do anything to him. Nothing happened to him. He got us to listen to the Chachamim, but there's no change that happened that when a person's Mechayiv someone Misa, something happened to him. You Mechayiv him Malka, something happened to him. You make him into a Cholol, something happened to him. So if it's a Chol Midurban and Shafsa Chalois, then you did something to him. If not, nothing was done. So then, perhaps, that would be the Machloikes over here between the Ramban and the Rambam. Now, this that we're discussing, that the Chachamim have the Koyach to Shafsa Chalois, what is the Chaloy Shem that we're discussing over here in our Mishnah?
The Chaloy Shem is the Chaloy Shem Deiraisa. He becomes a Chol Deiraisa.
So that might depend on that machlokes between.
Yeah.
No, it's he shafts something that's Negei Midiraisa. It's Chaloy Shem.
If he goes into the Samitish, he'll be Chayiv Misa.
He'll be Chayiv Midrabanon, but Midrabanon is Negei Deiraisa, but it's a Chaloy Shem and Negei Deiraisa. No, b'chayim midrabanan. Whatever the issur d'rabanan is, it's not. It's a chaloy shem that's nogeya to a diraisa. He did. He's over midiraisa, and loy sasa. But that's a chaloy shem klapi loy sasa. He shaft the chaloy. Midi alvale midiraisa. He did something to him midiraisa. Not the regular thing, but he did something to him midiraisa.
Marshall, the Rambam is before. That by Shmias, Arayas Durabanan, Bedika Sota, the Me Sota is Bodek, it creates a Chefsa Doraisa, even though it's only an Arayas Durabanan.
That was what I meant. So, like this, Rabbi Sai. The Shaila is, what's the Chefsa over here? We're discussing a Chefsa.
Shein Erva, not Torah. No,
Sasser
allows it.
Sasser is what shaves the Shem Erev Midrabanan. So that's shaving the Chalois. Okay, let's go back. So the Shem is, what's the Chalois Shem that we're handling here? What we're saying that we're trying to shap Chalois Shem. Kipshuta, I would say the Chalois Shem is Chalois Shem Cholol. You want to make this person a Cholol Midrabanan. However, if you look in the Lashon of the Mishnah seems to say not like that. Mido benish ploini shu ben gerusha oy ben chalutza. Rashi says, what's it nogeya shu ben gerusha ben chalutza? Says Rashi, v'harei hu chal alu pasol. And memela, he's going to be a chal. Aber, what is the edus? The edus is shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Or Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, in Shari Shmuel, is medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah, that does haste what we're saying is the chaloy shemet being chal is ben gerusha ben chalutza. One could suggest otherwise. And Taka, if you look in the Rambam is Mishana from the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Me'idin anu v'ishpleni shehu cholol. It's Mashman Rambam that what you're being made is that the Chaloy Shem is Chilul. It's not Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel that perhaps that could be Masbir another Machloikas we have in the Mishnah. There's a Machloikas between Rashi and the other Rishonim whether or not this is only Noigeya of giving the Chaloy Shem to the Edim if the Edim are Koyanim. Says Rashi, Ain oimrim im huzmu veheim koyanim. That the only discussion of them getting back what they tried to do to him is if they're koyanim. As opposed to the other Rishonim say, it's even shaykh to Yisrael. Because Yisrael also can be mechalel for kahuna if someone is boil the koyan, this person. So it's shaykh to Yisrael also, a toiras cholol. Says Rav Moshe Shmuel, if the chaloy shem that we're shopping here is ben gerusha, ben chalutza, that's only nogei to a koyan. Because no one else has shaykh to being, there's no iser ben gerusha, ben chalutza anyone else. So if the chaloy shem is ben gerusha, ben chalutza, it's limited to koyan. But if the chaloy shem you're shopping on him is a chaloy shem cholol, so Yisrael also can create a chilul in kahuna, mikoyach is chaloy shem. Therefore they say, Shaykh also Yisrael. That perhaps can be the machloikas over there between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Now this would be good as a hezber between what we mentioned, the machloikas is to whether or not there is, whether or not we have over here a din b'durabanan, perhaps in the Orech Laner. Because the Orech Laner says that the reason to argue on the Ramban is, says the Orech Laner, the reason is because al kolponim zimamas hezeki, which is that in a chanami, it's not the regular diraisa zmama, but it's a zmama midrabanan. And we remind you, zmama midrabanan is also no geya to diraisa. It's not a full fledged diraisa, but it's also a zimamas hezek. However, if you look in Rabbi Kivega says differently. Rabbi Kivega, when he brings to argue on the Ramban, the Rabbi Kivega's lashon is mikomokom kivan de beedusan poislin oisa midrabanan shayach beloisane. V'loki midiraisa. Says Rabbi Kivega, why do I go on the Ramban? The Ramban says it's the Rabbanon, therefore there's no punishment. Says Rabbi Kivega, but Lamaisa is over on Loisane. If he's over on Loisane, so why shouldn't there be any punishment? Why not? It appears from Rabbi Kivega something else, which is as follows. The Achronim bring Chakira, when we discuss our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you get Malkus, if a person is made, in this case, he has an Edus of Zmama that doesn't do Kasha Zmama, it gets Malkus. Where is it learned from? So, Lemaisa, there's a special pasuk that's by Edom Zoymimim that speaks about the Tzdikos Atzadik Birshiwas Arosha that says, V'hoyim bin Hakos Arosha. There's a pasuk that tells us over here that there's Malkus. Frek the Gemara asks, Tepek Lei Miloi Sane, what are you in this special pasuk for? There's a law in the Torah, you're not allowed to say false testimony about your friend. That should be enough to make Malkus. So, answers the Gemara, yeah, but it's a law she'ein bo maisa. So, and the classic law is usually a lav she'ein bo maisa ain't like an alaf. You usually do not give malchus on a lav she'ein bo maisa. Therefore, we need a special pasuk. Now, what is this pasuk telling us? We have a special pasuk here. You can understand it two ways. One way is the pasuk is telling us that when you can't do regular kasher zamam, this is a replacement kasher zamam, and this is a halacha in the din of Edom Zoymimim, that when I can't do a regular kasher zamam, malchus is a replacement kasher zamam. That's one pshat in what it's saying. Another pshat is perhaps it's saying no, it's being megalotas that even though usually you don't get malchus on loisaneh, usually, when your person is over a lav she'ein boi maisa, there's no malchus. Lav she'ein boi maisa ain't loikin alav. Over here, a special gzeres akosif that you're going to get malchus on the lav she'ein boi maisa. So, what's the malchus for? Not for the fact that you're an eid zoymim, for your loisana b'riocha eid shoker because you lied, testified falsely on your friend, and the malchus is for the eidus, not for the zmama. These are two different ways that the Achronim discuss to understand the Malkus of our Mishnah. After all, in our Mishnah, a person was made about someone else, a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. We can't do classic Kasher Zomam. Because ein oimer miyaseh zeh ben gusha ben chalutza. So what do we do? We give him malchus. Is the malchus for the testimony, or is the malchus the way to be mekayim kasher zaman? This is a chakir that the achronim clear. The shaila would be as follows. The nafkaminas would be whether or not you need the tnai hazama. In other words, there's certain conditions under which we need in order to meet out the din of kasher zaman. Do you need that when you're giving him malchus? If malchus is a replacement for kasher zaman, so it has to have all the laws of kasher zaman. If malchus is a new din as loisane, it's not because of the kasher. Over here, there's no kasher zaman, and rather we're giving him malchus for the fact he testified falsely. So then lechayra, you could give malchus even if you don't have the tnoi hazama. And it seems to be a large machloikas in the Rishonim. For example, Tosfos here asks a question. Tosfos asks that this Eidos that we have in front of us of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is Eidos She'iati Yachol Azima. Tosfos says if you can't do Azama on the Eidim, so then how is the Eidos admissible in court? There's a klal that you need. Eidos has to be Eidos She'iati Yachol Azima. You can't do Kasha Zomam over here. So why is it good Eidos? Says Tosfos two terutzim. Either Tosfos says you don't need it to be a good edus because after all there's no kasher zomam here because there's no kiyum of kasher zomam. So therefore the whole need for edus shatoch lazima comes from this idea of kasher zomam. Here there is no kasher zomam. That's one teretz of Tosfos. The other teretz of Tosfos is no. This is a fulfillment of edus shatoch lazira because malchus is the kasher zomam on this particular avader. That's what we're saying. It's niskayim kasher zomam with malchus. Some would like to suggest that the two terutzim of Tosfos are totally in this chakira. Either Tosfos is saying there's no din kasher zomam over here, so therefore you don't need edus shati ochel azir. You don't need the tnai of hazomam. You're giving him malchus just for the edus sheker. And the other terutz of Tosfos is saying no. The malchus is the kim of kasher zomam. The malchus is in the place of the regular punishment for zmama. That perhaps is one place where we see this chakira. Another place where it's discussed is as follows. There is a din that was actually the flip side, which is when we're discussing the kulas of kashazam. Edom, in general, when a person gets punished, he needs to have asra. Before we punish someone, we have to be master him. Now, by Edom Zoymimim, there's a special halacha. Edom Zoymimim ain't srichen hasra. They don't have to be warned, and they're going to get punished even though they weren't warned. So the shaila is, when a person is getting malchus in our Mishnah, does he need to have hasra, be warned beforehand, that if you are lying, you're going to get malchus? This is a machloikas in the Rishonim. The Mi'iri brings two shitas about it. The shita Mekubetzes brings from the Tosfos Shantz that you need hasra. Why do you need hasra? Says the Tosfos Shantz, listen. Regular punishment of Edom Zoymimim, that's Edom Zoymim din. Special din Edom Zoymim doesn't need hasra, doesn't need to be warned. But the malchus of our Mishnah is not because of Edom Zoymimim. It's not kasher zomam. It's a special din. He's being loki al edus sheker. That needs hasra, just like all other averas need hasra. All other punishments need hasra. So he needs hasra here. That's what Tosfos Shantz says. The Mi'iri brings two shitas. The Mi'iri is not sure. Yesh oimer. What's the machloikas? If the malchus is because of kasher zomam, so then it's going to be included in the same category as all the other kasher zomams, don't need asra. But if the malchus is its own din, that you have to get malchus for the edus sheker, so then the chayra, it's going to be like all other cases of malchus that it's going to need hasra. The fiza, perhaps we could say.
Just clarification, the malchus always has to be among the east.
Yeah, right, right. In order for there to be, for us to know that it's Eidos Sheker, right. So perhaps that could be the pshat in our machloikas also, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Ramban says over here that when we don't have any. Baruch v'haglov would be enough. The Ramban says perhaps it's a whole shaila about that. The Ramban says that over here you're not going. The case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza says the Ramban. There's no zmama, therefore there's no malchus. Because lav midi kavod le midi araisa. It didn't do anything to midi araisa. There's no malchus, no punishment. It's only nogeda ben gerusha, which is the araisa, that there is his mama. Says Rabbi Kivega, no. Rabbi Kivega says, ober lo maisa, he was over on the lav of loisane. So he should get Malkus. What's the Machloikas? Perhaps Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying the Malkus of our Mishnah is not because of the Zmama, so there is no Zmama. So it's only Midrabbanan. Maybe even if you hold that the whole thing is only Midrabbanan, it has no Shaitas to Deraisa. Ober, is it Eidus Sheker on his friend? It is. The Eidus, he said Eidus. So he was Ober Loisana Briocha Eichoker. Akam is that's true. He's going to get Malkus according to the Ramban. Mashaykin, according to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Mashaykin, the Ramban perhaps holds, if you what we're saying, the Ramban holds that the din of Kasher Zomim is coming from the fact that it's a kiyum, that the Malkus is a kiyum of Kasher Zomim. You have to have a Zmama here in order to be Mechayiv Malkus. If there's no Zmama, there's no Malkus. The Ramban says the din of Ben Chalutza is only Lav Dafka, and it's really only a din on Ben Gerusha where there's a real Zmama. Then it's not. Then he's not Chayiv Malkus Midiraisa. So then there's no Malkus D'Iraisa. Unless you say that D'Rabbanan is Nogabi D'Iraisa. Unless it has Shaychus to D'Iraisa. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged D'Iraisa. It has to be Nogabi D'Iraisa. That's what we discussed, that maybe the D'Rabbanan is also a Shaychus D'Iraisa. But without that, the Ramban seems to say, Lav Midi Ovid Lai. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. You have to see what the Gemara, how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it's taka not zoymimin. It depends on how the Gemara is going to be, how to be mefarish the end of the Gemara there. Yeah. So as follows, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vavam at Beis, the Gemara says that in order to make someone into a Ben Gerusha, you need two Edim. Gemara says that it needs two Eidim to make something Ben Gerusha, and Eid Echad is not Neman. So our Mishnah, when it says, Me'idin Anu Bish Plenishu Ben Gerusha, is clearly talking about that there's two Eidim being made. And the Gemara later on here in Makkah says that when a person wants to make Hazama on Eidim, it has to be that you have to be Mazim Shneim. It's Ein Eid Nasin Zoymim Im Achi Azumu Es Shneim. So it's going to have to be that both of the Eidim over here have Hazama. So the Shaila is, why does our Mishnah say, Einom im yase zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtav, and zeh seems to be referring to one of the Eidim, if l'chayra, in order for us to do this, it has to be nogei to both of them. Because we said it has to be yase, ein Eidim asnoet shiizmo es shneim, so we need both of them to be zayim. So why over here does it only say one? So the Chayra, this Shaila, is also going to be Nogeya to what we discussed. If the Malkus that we're referring to in our Mishnah is as the din of Loisaneh, Loisaneh doesn't have to comply to the laws of Edom Zoymimim. So therefore, this that we need in order for there to be a punishment of Kasher Zomam, that it should be that we should give him the einish of Kasher Zomam at Yizumu as Shnehem. That's not Nogeya to Loisaneh. But if you're telling me that it's that this Malkus is a kium of Kasher Zomam, so therefore it has to be dafka both of them. Right. Oh, so the Maisa, it's not so glat. This is what the Achronim say, but it's not so glat because, as Rav Moshe is pointing out, it seems that this stage we're referring to whether or not you would do this Mama, right? And not when you're doing the Malkus in a Chanam, in a Chanam. So perhaps you can suggest differently. Perhaps as follows.
Lake is also
Lashon Yachid. Lake in. Yeah. No, but he's asking before that. So the Shaila is, you're right in the Sefer, but the Shaila is in the Reisha. Why in the Reisha does it only say Yashas Zeh? It sounds like it's Nogei, only to one. So perhaps we could suggest as follows. Perhaps we could say that this discussion of whether he's getting to become Yashas Zeh Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Rashi says it's only Nogeya if he's a Kayin. What would be the din if two Edom come in and are made about a third person? They're made about a third person and they're saying he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We find the Edom are Zoymimim. One of them was a Kayin and the other one was a Yisrael. What to do? What happened was two Edom walk in and say Reuven Kayin is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We find the two Edom to be Zoymimim. Now we have to punish them. One of them is a Kayin and the other one's a Yisrael. What would you do if we would have made this, done the Kasher Zomam? Would you make one of them into a Ben Gerusha and the other one give malchus? If that would be the din, so then it's very geschmack. It says, in a chanam you have to be yozumu shneim. We have to say on both of them, imanu ayisem. In the punishment, in the oinesh, one of them, we would think, even if it's only one of them, to make him into a ben gerusha, ben chalutza. Einom Rim Yasa said, it's enough if one of them, it's relevant if there's one. But in the etzem azama, maybe it needs to be both. But in the punishment, only one. The problem is that Rashi seems to say not like that. As Rashi says, Einoimrim imhuzmu v'hein koyanim. Hein koyanim sounds like Rashi needs that they should both be koyanim. So once again, Rashi seems to be saying that it's not negeya to only give the punishment of kasha zomam to one of the two edim if you're zumu shneim. It has to go to both. So why does it say yasha zeh ben charutza ben chalutza tachtav? I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. To understand what is the oinish of kasha zomam, Rabbi Chanan says a moridik of fanem, a moridik of pshat, and how does the oinish of kasha zomam work? Says Rabbi Chanan, the vort of kasha zomam is, it's not stam that we ki'ilu giving him the punishment because he plotted to do something to someone else, so therefore we give him the same thing. Says Rabbi Chanan, the pshat is we're taking the psak din that he put on Yenom and we're putting it on him. We're taking the psak din. He put a psak din, a chiyuv on Yenom. We're taking that psak and we're activating it on the Eidim. That's how it works. Memeila Rabbi Chanan explains a peladiki Gemara. The Gemara says there's a tzad Eidim zoymimim is memoina. So there's two different types of chiyuv. There's a chiyuv knas and a chiyuv mamon. A chiyuv knas is when I haven't done anything to you, but the chacham gave me a knas. They fined me. The moment is if I break a person's window or I do a hefsid, and if it would be exact, if the payment would be exact for the amount of hefsid I did, then it's mamon. But if, for example, I have to pay more than what I damaged, then it's a knas. Person steals, he's chayv keren and kefel. The keren is the amount of the damage, that's mamon. The kefel, which is above, that's knas. What would we say Eidim Zoymimim is? I would say Eidim Zoymimim is knas, because the mice, I didn't do anything. I threatened to do something. I tried to do something. It was attempt, but nothing happened. The person got no hefzid. And still the Gemara says Eidim Zoymimim is memoina. How does that happen? Says Rabbi Chanan, I'll explain to you. Because the mechanics of Eidim Zoymimim is I'm taking the psak that I put on him, and I'm putting it onto the Eid Zoymimim. What was the psak we put on him? I was made Reuven Oshimon $100. That's memoina. So the memoina is going to be transferred over here. And therefore it's also memoina. That's the Rebbe Chanan answers. It's very meduyik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eino mim yasa zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov. What's the lashon of tachtov? Rav Moshe Shmuel in his first shtickle is medayik. Why does it say tachtov? Eino mim yasa zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza. Tachtov is the pshat. You're taking his place in the Din Torah. You shaft on him a Din Torah is a ben gerusha and chalutza. He's not ben gerusha. You're taking that psak. Says the Maral in Guaryeh. That can explain the way that we do the halachas of kasha zomam. The halach of kasha zomam is if you catch him before Bezdin Paskins, he's pater. If you catch him after Bezdin already did the psak, in other words, if you catch him after Bezdin killed the Edom, or killed the person, they were made that Reuven's chayv misa. If Bezdin feared at ois, which means Bezdin did what they plotted to do, he's also putter. So there's a window. The window is after the psak, before Bezdin actually does it. This is a Maral, I'll explain it to you. Before Bezdin makes the psak, there's no tachtov, because there's no psak here, so there's nothing to do. After Bezdin already gave feared ois the psak, there's also no tachtov, because he already got it. So the only time that you have this opportunity to do it is only over here. So Rabbi Yisai, Lefizeh, perhaps we could suggest as follows. This din that we have, that we're doing tachtov, is the yisoid of the tachtov that each one is getting a punishment. It's kilo, I'm giving him a punishment, and I'm giving him a punishment. But there's only one tachtov, because there's only one psak. So the yisoid of giving both Edim, the punishment is that there's a chiv on the two of the Edim together. Kiyu is a chiv on Enom Yasa Zeh Ben Gerusha, and they're both nichlal in the Zeh. Because there's no two tachtovs. There's only one tachtov. So both of them are nichlal in the tachtov. It's not the pshat I'm being mechayv two of them. I'm not being mechayv them each one by themselves. The chiv has to be as an oifen of yochid. Each one of them is nechal in the yochid. Say, Enom Yasa Zeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Who's the Zeh? Him and him are the Zeh. But it's no two, because only one tachtov. Ken Zayin, perhaps that's somewhat the pshat. It's interesting. You look at the pasuk also. The pasuk says Vasisem Loi Kasher Zomer Masas Lachiv. Loi is only one of them. If you look in the Targum says the Asun Lahoin, which is Lashon Rabim. Targum is being mefarish Vasisem Loi as Lahem. It seems like over here also the pshat is Yaseh Zeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is Batsim referring to both of them. The Tumim brings a question based on this halach we just mentioned. Yes, this promise. You're telling me any time that Bezdin, he did what he has to do, he already did it, so then there's no more din kasher zomer. So when two Edom walk in and say, Reuven is a ben gerusha ben chalutza. So where are we on the timeline? Did Bezdin already accept the Edus? Were they makabel the Edus? If they were makabel, if they weren't makabel the edus, so it's not eid zaymim yet. You need bezin to be paskin. I'll be the edus. The edus has to be niskabel, has to be a psak. So if bezin paskined already, the moment bezin paskins that he's a ben gerusha ben chalutza, it's already done, because he became, as far as everyone's concerned, he's now ben gerusha ben chalutza. You don't have to go take anything from him. When I pass you a chayv $100, I have to go take the $100. Chayv Malkus, I have to give you Malkus. Chayv Misa, I have to give you Misa. But by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, the moment Bezdin paskins, you are a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, it is done. It is finished. Memela says the Tumim, I don't understand. How could you discuss over here that there's going to be a din of Kasher Zomim if every time you paskin, it's also going to be Kasher Osa? Azayfrek the Tumim. And Melatum wants to say, okay, this is going to bring us back to our original Chakira. If you take the Malkus of our Mishnah's Als Kasher Zomam, so then it has to apply to the rules, has to comply to the rules of Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam lo Kasher Asa. If it's Asa, no Kasher Zomam anymore. But if you tell me that the Malkus of our Mishnah is Als Loisana Breach Eichoka, you're right, you can't give him Kasher Zomam. Oh, but there's still Loisana over here. If there's Loisana, you should still get Malkus. Back to your question you asked before.
What do you mean Loisana?
That's your question you asked before. It's the same question. Right? It's the same question of Enom Yasezeb Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Why we, in that Shlav. Fine. Our Koponim, that only works with one side of the Hakir, and as Ramesh said, even according to that side, it's very schwer. What do you do with the other Pasuk? The Gemara seems to say a different reason. Aslo Velo Vazara. So that's what we're going to discuss now, how exactly understand it. Perhaps we could say a different understanding to answer the Tumim's Kasha as follows. Yesh Lachkor, how to understand, what is the Pasuk saying, Kasher Zomam velo Kasher Osa? Here's the pshat that the Pasuk is saying, Kasher Zomam velo Kasher Osa, which means that Kasher Osa is a pointer on the Einish of Kasher Zomam. It's Kasher Zomam velo Kasher Osa. Once you have Osa, you're out. Or is the pshat that you need zomam, kasher zomam, look kasher osa? And if it's osa, it's felt in zomam. It's lacking zomam. There's no more zomam here. Once you're in the osa stage, then you don't have a zomam anymore. Is the pshat that the osa is what's being mafkia, or it's just lacking zomam? What would be a nafkamina? And it might be a nafkamina in the lundis. But what's a nafkamina? What happens if you have zomam and osa at the same time? It's osa and zomam. So if the vart is asa is a poiter, is mafkia, once it's asa. So therefore, you're going to be poter. But if the pshat is you need kasher zomam and asa is no longer machayiv, but if you still have zomam, even if you have asa, it's still going to be chayiv. So perhaps as follows. A person is zomam to make someone into a ben gerusha ben chalutza. He wanted to make him into a ben gerusha ben chalutza just 2 days ago. He wanted to continue to have a status of ben gerusha ben chalutza lo ilam voed. So Enoch Hanami, he got what he wanted in the fact that we gave him a status of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza for today and for yesterday. But he wants him to continue to be a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So there's a Viter Zmama that's still here in his Eidos. So over here you have a case when it's Niskayim, his Zmama, it's an Asam, but it's still a Zomam. Because he wants to be Zomam Viter, that it should be there. His Zmama is still there. So if you would say that the Asa is a pointer, so then in a Hanami. Over here you have an Asa already, frek the Tumim, so why should you be Machayev Kashazam? But if you say the Vart is that the Zmama is, there still is a Zmama here, and that's enough to be Machayev, the Choyer in our case, there still is a Viter Zmama that you should continue to shafing the Din, Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, and therefore, L'chayv, there's still makom. The only thing I'd like to leave with the question is as follows. At Kama's, we're suggesting this idea that the yesoid of Kasha Zomam is, it should be tachtov, that it should be that I'm getting the psak in its place. So how can one understand that Malkus is a kiyum of Kasha Zomam? The yesoid of Kasha Zomam is that I'm tachtov. So I made him into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So it's loikin arboim, where's the tachtov? The only yesoid of Kasha Zomam is I'm taking his psak. So how could this be a kiyum of Kasha Zomam? If Kasha Zomam is, you're creating a new punishment. The punishment is, you know, we'll give you an oinish similar to your crime. So there's an oinish not similar to your crime. Okay, it's a kiyum of Kasha Zomam. But if the only yesoid of Kasha Zomam is you're going tachtov, l'chayra, there's no makum for Malkus to be tachtov. Maybe in a chalim is telling him that, or perhaps we could suggest further, we'll have to see behemshech. Bezeshem.